Live from the Wiltern LG, it's the Mark and Brian Christmas Variety Show. And now, once again, the light in the way in the light, Mark and Brian!
Thank you and welcome back. We ain't even done here, folks. We got a lot of show left to go. But as we said before we took the break, a tradition here on the Mark and Brian radio program is the official dropping of the Yule log.
Now, as many of you know, listen to the program, if you come down there, many of you did, to pick up your Christmas show tickets, we talk to them on a fairly regular basis, we have bonded and become at one with security guard George. And who better to help us in the dropping of the Yule log is that man right there.
Everything he just said is true. I would only add, he's the only one we could get.
There's that. So now, let us welcome to the stage, security guard George.
Georgie, come on out, buddy. George is getting a standing ovation. Hell yeah.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Hello.
Right in there, George.
Hello. How's everybody?
Now, George, it's a pretty important thing you're about to do here, since it is a tradition of the Mark and Brian radio program, a time-honored tradition. How have you prepared for the role of the father?
Well, I've been studying.
You've been what?
Been studying with my son.
Been studying with your son? Okay,
yes.
Good.
What'd you study, George?
Well, the tradition.
The tradition of
tradition
what?
Tradition of the dropping of the Yule.
What is, for all those who don't know, what is the tradition of the dropping of the Yule log?
This is the official start of Christmas.
It's what?
Official start of Christmas.
That's
in the
right.
Household.
Why do they call it the Yule log, George?
Haven't a clue.
Okay.
Now,
well, it's a Christmas log.
For those of you wondering, George, as we're sitting here grilling him, he's thinking to himself, you son of a bitches, I'm packing. And I will pop a cap directly in your ass if you keep this up much longer.
This is the only man right here that doesn't have to carry a gun to be packing, huh, George?
Sure don't.
Well, with that said, let's move on to, now, of course, you have a co-star here and someone that called the show to help you rehearse on the program and did so well, we invited him in. Please welcome Tony. Come on out here, bud.
Oh, yeah.
That's Tony right there.
Now,
hey, Tony.
When we were rehearsing it, Tony calls up. He had no clue what we were doing. We told him one time, Tony, what his line was. We told him where the line came. He nailed it every time. This guy screwed it up every time. All right, Tony, how do you feel?
Good.
Merry Christmas, dude. Now, are you going to be handling the paper sound effect tonight, or is that George?
That's George. He's just going to hand it to him, I think.
Okay. You want me to hold the pencils for you now, George, or what's your thing?
And then we're going to hand the Yule log to you when that comes time. Now, do you want to warm up or anything? Do you,
no, we are.
You're ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a live presentation now.
You know what? That's a good idea. Before we start, thanks for reminding us. George, you're a little weak on the grunts during rehearsal, as Tony will tell you. Why don't we have a run-through grunt? We give us a good 5 seconds of long, loud grunts.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that was more of a moan, wasn't it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Wow, George.
Mmm.
Okay.
Hey, look, do this.
How's that?
Well, George, it's as though you picked up something really, really, really heavy, see?
You're about to drop a nut.
Right. And so your sack is kind of bouncing around on the inside as you lunge this log over to the fireplace, and you're making all those noises.
How you doing, Tony?
The longer and better the grunts are, the better the dropping of the Yule log will be.
All right. Okay.
This is what we told you again the other day.
Yes,
not a moan, not a whine, but a grunt.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, George. Give us a good rehearsal grunt.
All right. Now, that, yeah, that wasn't, that wasn't bad. But right. About six of those in a row before you drop the log.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All Ladies and gentlemen, a live rendition now of the dropping of the Yule log.
And action.
Christmas Eve is probably the most exciting night of the year for children everywhere.
Can we stop you here, George? Are you saying...
Wow, George.
You've had all this time to work on this, and you still haven't memorized this? You're reading off a card.
What did you have? You had a card. You guys had cards?
Okay. Oh. That's a good point. All right, go right ahead. Sorry.
Point will take.
Okay. Thank you.
Christmas.
Oh, wait, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the official dropping of the Yule log.
Take two.
Georgie.
Christmas Eve is probably the most exciting night of the year for children everywhere. At our house, the ritual is always the same. Mom hurries dinner out of the way so that the festivities can begin. First, I lay a fire in the fireplace. I pride myself on the way I lay a fire. To begin, I crinkle newspaper to put under the grate. Then I put in the kindling, breaking the sticks into the proper links.
Up on them. Here we go.
Four sticks. Four sticks.
Then I bring in the U-log and put it in the grate. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Ugh. Oh.
That's the biggest log we've ever had, Dad.
Oh. Yeah, and the heaviest too.
Tony, wonderful job. Let's hear it for Tony. Good job, man. Perfect.
And let's hear it for security guard George.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much, guys.
A Christmas tradition. We might also let you know that now arrived in the house is Billy Bob Thornton. Moments away. Stay where you are. It's the Mark and Brian Christmas Show 2005 on 95.5 KLOS.